Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. It was a beautiful fall day. The leaves had changed their colors. You could tell that most of the critters that migrate before winter had already started their journey. And the Purple Ninjas were sitting in Dr. Stinky Breath's backyard, trying to come up with their next nefarious plan.
Okay, Steve. Let's hear these ideas you've been talking about all week. We really need to come up with something incredible.
I don't know, what if we stole everyone's socks? You know, that'd be pretty fun.
No, Steve. We don't care about socks. Unless if they're very stinky, then yes. But I don't think the boss will be impressed with that idea, so let's put a pin in that.
Okay, then I'm all out of ideas.
What do you mean? That was your only idea? I thought you said you had some great ideas.
Well, I think I might have forgotten the other ones.
Of course you did, Steve. There's gotta be a way that we can make our mark on the world. We need everyone to know we are the greatest villain team of all time.
Yeah!
And I got nothing.
Wouldn't it be cool if we could turn the sun purple? Then they know we're the best.
Turn the sun purple? If only that was possible. Hey, that'd be pretty cool. Hey, I'm gonna run this by the boss. Maybe there's a way we could make that happen.
Meanwhile, across town, Jaden and Ava were at school. They were just finishing up a math exam that they'd been studying for a very long time. As the teacher told the class to put their pencils down and pass their test to the front of the class, Jaden looked at Ava and whispered, "Hey, how'd you do?" We'll see, I guess. I spent most of my time on question 13.
Me too! Oh, my head is still spinning just thinking about it.
Attention, class! I have been informed that the signups are now open for the regional science fair. You can find everything you need to know on these papers here. Class dismissed.
Ava! Shouted Jaden. We should work on a project together!
Yeah, that sounds fun. Any ideas what we should do?
Want to make a volcano again like last year?
That was pretty fun, Jaden, but we should probably do something different this year. Half the school did also make a volcano. We need to make something that stands out a little bit better. Oh, good point, Ava. But right now, I don't really have any ideas because I'm starving, said Jaden. Why am I not surprised? Said Ava as she laughed to herself.
Hey, my best ideas come after I eat a smoothie. Speaking of smoothies,
Jaden's eyes got very large. You want to go get a smoothie at the smoothie truck?
Ooh, a smoothie sounds perfect. Let's go.
As the day at school ended and our friends Ava and Jaden rode their bikes to the delicious smoothie truck to satisfy the smoothie craving, the Purple Ninjas were telling Dr. Stinky Breath their idea of a purple sun.
Okay, this sounds like a good idea. I think we could actually get the world to finally notice us. So, how do you plan on turning the sun purple?
Oh yeah, well, it's just in the idea phase right now. We haven't quite figured out exactly how to do it yet.
What do you mean? What good are you if you don't bring me a plan? Ideas are cheap, but you are not. Whatever, let me think for a second.
Well,
but maybe we could I know, at least color the light. We could dump some purple paint on the sun.
What is the boss thinking?
Just then, Dr. Stinky Breath opened his eyes and started to make his mischievous smile.
I don't think painting the sun will work, but I think there might be a way to color the sunlight. Come on, Purple Ninjas. Meet me at the theater. I'm going to grab some materials for the plan.
The theater? The one we use for our ninja talent shows?
Of course. Is there another theater that we have?
Okay. We'll meet you there.
Ava and Jaden then rode their bikes from school to a food truck called Prism Smoothies. They had the best assortment of flavors. I think I'm going to go with the cherry banana explosion. What are you going to get, Jaden? I'm not sure yet, but, Ava, why do you think they call this truck Prison Smoothies? Is it a truck from prison? No, Jaden, it's not prison. It's Prism. You know, like a prism that makes rainbows from light. See, they have a whole bunch of them hanging off the edge of their roof. Ava pointed to several prisms hanging that were reflecting beautiful rainbows all over the ground. Wow! How do those things work? Asked Jaden. I'm not exactly sure, but last night on the Bedtime History podcast, I learned that Isaac Newton used prisms in some of his findings about light. They must be important, I guess. Come on already! Make your smoothie order so we can get going. Oh, there's just too many to pick from, said Jaden as he scanned the menu. I want them all. Then get the zombie smoothie. It's a combination of all the flavors.
Oh, yes.
Zombie smoothie it is.
As Jaden acted like he had turned into a zombie himself. As the Purple Ninjas met up with Dr. Stinky Breath in their talent show theater of Dr. Stinky Breath's basement, they couldn't find where he was.
Boss? Boss? Where are you? Over here.
I'm up top. Take a seat. I have something to show you.
Why are all the lights turned off?
I don't know, but... sounds like the boss is up to something up there. Come on, sit down.
I give you purple light!
All of a sudden, the stage was filled with a bright purple light that was coming from the stage lights.
That's pretty cool, boss. Wow, but I don't think these lights are going to be big enough or bright enough to shine on the whole Earth.
I know, but... the sun is... See, these stage lights are normal lights. But in order to change the color, we have to put something in front of them called a gel. By putting this little piece of purple plastic in front of the light, we're able to change the entire glow of the light.
Oh, wow, yeah, but how does that work? That's remarkable.
I don't know. What do you think? What would you say if I was able to make one of these big enough to put in space and cover the sunlight so that the world would almost become like one of these purple stage lights on the world?
That sounds great, but I don't know how we're gonna pull that off.
Don't worry. I already put it in motion. I called the Purple Ninjas up in our space blimp, and they are almost ready for testing.
Since when do we have a space blimp?
I bought one online last month. I was waiting for a perfect time to surprise you to visit. And now is the time. Today is the day we turn the sun purple! It's showtime, Purple Ninjas.
Oh, no. What in the world could be going on? Do you think that Dr. Stinky Breath can actually turn the sun purple? Sounds confusing and like it would be a big deal. I'm not sure exactly how he's going to pull this off, but I think Spyology Squad is in for a big mess on the next episode.
I need your help celebrating some birthdays. Drumroll, please. Happy birthday, Linus, who's turning 8 years old. Linus loves Zelda reading and swimming. Love it, Linus. I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 8th birthday. And next up we have... Happy birthday, Audrey, who's turning 6 years old. Audrey loves to swim, loves to act, and she's hilarious. Wow, Audrey, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 6th birthday. Well, Spies, I will see you on our next adventure. This is HQ, over and out.